OJ all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FM main news at 12 hours today, Wednesday, the 19th of November, 2025. With a real feel of 23 degrees Celsius, it's currently 21 degrees Celsius in Lusaka. This afternoon, the headlines. Davis Mwila declares Chilufya Katotowe appointment to PF Central Committee illegal. Ministry of Labour fines Lusaka Telecom Solution Company 80,000 kwacha for labour violations. And Zelensky says 9 killed in Russian attack on Western Ukraine.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jembampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us. And now the news in detail. Former Patriotic Front Secretary General and senior party official Davis Mwila says the appointment of Mansa Central Member of Parliament Dr. Chitalu Chilufya and Luapula Member of Parliament Chanda Katotowe as members of the Central Committee by acting a PF President Given Luvinda is illegal. Speaking at a media briefing, Mr. Mwila explained that any appointment to the Central Committee must first be approved by the National Executive Committee and subsequently ratified by the Central Committee. He has since called on National Chairperson Emmanuel Mpakata to take charge of party affairs as the PF prepares to hold its national convention.
But I wish to state that that appointment is illegal in that the appointment of any member of the Central Committee, it has to go through the National Executive Committee as well as the Central Committee for ratification. And since all those stages were not followed, it is the abrogation of our own rules and the Constitution. So those appointments must be treated now and void.
And Mr. Mwila has urged all presidential aspirants to relinquish their current positions ahead of the convention this month.
As we hold the Central Committee, we expect that on Saturday, 22, we expect that our national chairman will chair the meeting. Because we expect Honorable Luvinda, Honorable Mundubire, Honorable Dr. Chitalu Chilufya, Honorable Makhebu Zulu to relinquish their positions since they are all candidates. And we expect the order, and also I want to appeal to our members to remain calm and be united.
The Ministry of Labour and Social Security has slapped an 80,000 kwacha administrative penalty on the Lusaka Telecom Solution Company for underpayment of wages, lack of employment policies and failure to attest employees' contracts of employment. Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Mwaka Ndawa says this follows an integrated inspection conducted at the company led by Assistant Labour Commissioner for Lusaka Province Ellen Moyo. In a statement, she said the inspection was initiated following reports of poor conditions of service at the company. Ms. Ndawa said among the violations established include failure to issue pay slips, non-attested employment contracts, and failure to register as an employer with the Office of the Labour Commissioner, despite having a workforce of over 400 employees, contrary to the Employment Code Act. She said other violations were underpayment of wages, contrary to statutory instruments number 49 and 50 of 2023, and lack of employment policies, contrary to the Employment Code Act. In more news this afternoon, Chama North Member of Parliament, Yotam Mutayachalo, has observed that some endorsements which 2026 presidential aspirant Brian Mundubile is receiving from some UPND members are not genuine. In an interview, Mr. Mutayachalo cautioned the PF members that the UPND may be practicing mind games by endorsing Mr. Mundubile to make him appear like a UPND-sponsored project. He has stated that Mr. Mundubile is the strongest presidential aspirant who is formidable enough to challenge President Hakainde Hichilema.
I think our members must be extremely very, very careful because these endorsements actually are not genuine. These endorsements are meant to send a wrong signal to the members of the Patriotic Front. Let's not be duped. Let's remain focused and not to be cheated by these endorsements. Honorable Brian Mundurire, in my view, is a right person to take over the position of the party president. Why are we supporting Brian Mundurire? And in fact, myself and the party in Chama were the first one to endorse the Honorable Brian Mundurire.
Now, the United, Prosperous and Peaceful Zambia leader, Charles Chanda, has expressed concern over the handling of the late former President Edgar Lungu's remains. Mr. Chanda has pointed out that the ongoing disagreement between the government and the Lungu family raises serious questions. He has emphasized the importance of tradition, particularly in how the deceased are treated. Mr. Chanda has called for immediate action to resolve the impasse and urged both parties to come together in respect of the late president's legacy.
People don't rest in the fridge. Once we bury them, this is why we say we have put the person to rest. So why are we refusing to put someone to rest when nature has taken its course? The family needs to do justice to this. The country also needs to look at what is it that we need to do as a country to put the former Republican president to rest.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The government has called for increased investment in steel manufacturing to sustain the rising demand for steel in the mining and manufacturing sectors. Speaking during a tour of MM's Integrated Steel Mills Limited in Lusaka, Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Chipo Kamulenga said the revitalized mining sector has created a greater need for steel to support its operations. He has noted that the government has created an enabling environment for the private sector to thrive, particularly to enhance production in steel and other critical industries.
The mining industry, the construction sector, is demanding more uptake of steel. So now we need to make sure that this steel plant, steel industry continues to grow from strength to strength. This is in line with the vision of His Excellency the President, the 8th National Development Plan. Industrialization comes with an integrated plant like what we are witnessing here today, where they're not only doing roofing sheets, they're not only doing steel pipes, they're not only doing square cubes, they're also doing nails, which is supporting the SMEs. So this is why we are here, to appreciate what is happening.
Meanwhile, MM Integrated Steel Mills Limited Director Gopal Kadia has urged the government to offer incentives to steel manufacturers, revealing that power challenges have pushed many customers to import steel from China, resulting in the company operating at only 30% capacity.
Right now, lot of peoples are importing material from China and they got the incentive. Due to that, our plant is not able to run more than 30% capacity. Means in 12 months, we run this plant by 3 or 4 months hardly. We are requesting to the government to look into this. Physically, I have shown, I have displayed everything, what kind of coil we are using, what they do, what we are doing, how it is our plant is integrated.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
9 people have been killed and dozens more wounded in a Russian attack on the western city of Tunpu, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has said. Zelensky said 9-story blocks of flats were hit in the strikes as Russia fired more than 470 drones and 47 missiles at Ukraine overnight in a brazen attack. 3 districts of Ukraine's second city, Kharkiv, were also hit by a massive drone attack, which injured more than 30 people, including children. The BBC has more on other stories.
Victims of the late American sex offender Jeffrey Epstein have welcomed Congress passing legislation that aims to force the Justice Department to release documents from its criminal investigation into him. President Trump now says he'll sign the bill into law as soon as he gets it. Ukraine's President Zelensky says Russian attacks on Western Ukraine killed 9 people when when a residential building was hit in the city of Ternopil overnight. The head of the Kharkiv region also reported a massive drone attack. Japanese media are reporting that China will suspend imports of Japanese seafood as a diplomatic row between the two countries deepens. China had only recently resumed buying such products from Japan following an earlier ban imposed after the stricken Japanese Fukushima nuclear plant began releasing treated wastewater into the sea. This sports news is brought